I just wanted to say, I know that this episode is a week late, and I do apologize greatly that I took a mini break. During this time, I got my first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. I got a new car, and I've had some family stuff going on that's not really important, but I'm back, and I wanted to also say that I started recording this last week, so you will hear a difference in audio because I went from different rooms recording in my house. So, I'm sorry about the quality. I hope it's still great to you. I listen to it. I think it's okay. I hope you guys like it. And I promise I'll stay on track now. I just wanted to make sure that I gave you guys all of the information that I could find. I even had my fiancé help me find more information about the case, just so I wasn't leaving anything to imagination or just leaving anything out in general. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Snap True Crime Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Snap. In this week's episode, I'll be discussing the case of a triple homicide in Duncan, Oklahoma. This is my first listener-suggested episode, and I'm excited about it. I want to thank Pereza for recommending this case. Other than finding a new podcast myself called Oklahomicide, I don't know of many cases from Oklahoma. This is a crazy case of familicide. Not so fun fact, in half of the cases of familicide, the killer lastly kills himself in a murder-suicide. I may mispronounce his name, so I apologize in advance. John Harubi was born in Memphis, Tennessee, April 9, 1964. He was an Eagle Scout and played on the Duncan High School football team. After graduating, he attended the University of Oklahoma and graduated from Shriner University in Texas with a bachelor degree of business administration. John met Joy Tinker Stein at Shriner University and married her in 1989. He would later receive a degree in aviation technology from Louisiana State University. Tinker was born in Kerrville, Texas, August 12, 1966. She also received a Bachelor of Business Administration degree from Shriner University. After moving to Duncan in the early 1990s, she attended Cameron University, where she graduated with a Bachelor of Science degree in Elementary Education and Teaching. After graduating, she became a second grade teacher at Mark Twain Elementary and loved her students. Both John and Tinker had a passion for working with young people. As a former Eagle Scout, John was on the Eagle Board of Review and worked with Cub Scout Pack 417 in building and launching rockets. Tinker was a Girl Scout leader and John a Boy Scout leader. Catherine Ann Ruby was 17 years old and a member of the varsity volleyball team while attending Duncan High School. She was a starter for 2 years as the team setter. She was a member of the 2014 Academics Class 5A State Champion Volleyball Team. Catherine was elected a Volleyball Queen candidate her freshman year, was a member of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and many other clubs and organizations on campus. Her passion, though, was volleyball. She worked hard at volleyball each day, knowing there was always room for improvement, and that was how she approached practice each day. John and Tinker are Catherine's parents. Catherine's brother, Alan Ruby, is the convicted murderer in this episode. As of January 2014, Alan was on probation after he was convicted of fraudulently obtaining a credit card to go on a trip to Europe in July of 2013. He got the credit card in his grandmother's name before leaving. When he returned to America in August of 2013, he was arrested and charged with fraud. He was sentenced under a delayed sentencing program for young offenders that he qualified for due to his lack of priors. According to an affidavit filed with the case, Alan confessed to stealing one of his father's 9mm pistols from his truck with the intent to murder his father, mother, and sister. On the evening of October 9, 2014, Alan went to the family house. Upon entering, he found his mother in the kitchen where he fired at her. Once the first bullet hit her, it knocked her to the floor, but she still showed signs of life. Alan then fired a second shot with the intent to kill Tinker. Alan told Duncan District Attorney Chief Investigator Justin Scott he fired at his sister once she entered the kitchen. She had just come in from washing her vehicle outside. Alan believed Catherine died immediately. Alan waited an hour for his father to come home. Once home, Alan shot John twice. He said that he aimed the first shot at his father's head. The investigator wrote the affidavit that John said, "Ouch," before falling to the ground. Alan fired a second round into John and killed him. Alan told Justin Scott he killed his family because they were going to cut him off financially due to a recent bout of excessive spending. I've also read on multiple sites that Alan owned a loan shark, $3,000, and was hoping by murdering his whole family he would pay this person back with inheritance money. Alan disposed of specific items pertaining to the crime because he didn't want to be caught. According to the Duncan Police Chief Danny Ford, these items included the pistol he used to shoot the family and recordings of the video surveillance of the home, which were dumped into a local lake. Alan agreed to accept a deal of 3 consecutive life sentences without parole for the murders of his family. This deal included Alan waiving his rights for appeals and change of sentence. He is to have no contact with the media or members of his family. He is not to profit in any way from the murders, and he had to explain what happened during the murder. During the hearing, Alan's aunt, Allison Whitaker, read a letter she wrote in court saying Alan destroyed her family. I'll include my link tree in the show notes so you can follow my social media platforms if you'd like. You can also email me at osnapatruecrimepodcast@gmail.com. Please feel no obligation, but if you want to show your support for the show, I've created a Buy Me a Coffee for one-off donations and a Patreon for monthly subscriptions. You can cancel at any time. I also have included these links in my link tree for ease of access. Until next time, my loves, snap out of it.
Hey everybody, this is Sean Ventura, the host of True Crime Freaks, a new podcast. I explore some really unbelievable cases on this podcast, such as the disappearance of Heather Elvis, the Hollywood Ripper who killed Ashton Kutcher's date, and the Twitter Killer, who is a serial killer from Japan. Check out True Crime Freaks today and let us know what you think. Subscribe, rate, and review. Thanks, everybody.